So good morning again and welcome back. I'm so glad to be here with all of you, looking at a new year for this congregation. This room full of fish and bears and river and other creatures that are always in search of a new and better way of being together and of living in this world, always in search of what we might imagine as a new Jerusalem, a world more just, a world more fair. I wonder how many of you recognize the offertory this morning as the theme song to the movie Working Girl. Anyone? Come on, not only that many. Wow. 1988, 31 years ago. Oh my goodness. A classic romantic comedy. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch it. Also, though, the offertory is a statement of the times, and the movie as a statement of the times. Maybe some of you know the 80s mostly through retro parties. Big hair, shoulder pads, right? Way more men in positions of authority, even though we're not exactly in an equality basis yet. So I watched the movie again recently, and there were three people of color in the entire film, including all the extras. We can imagine, can't we, why the river was upset when it was left out of the conversation and the fish and the bears didn't even realize. Did you know that Carly Simon drew inspiration from both Walt Whitman, from his soulful poetry, Leaves of Grass, which was first published in 1855, and also from William Blake's classic 1804 poem called The New Jerusalem, which was written as a sort of protest against the rapid industrialization that was changing England before his eyes. We're not the only ones, it seems, who are living in what feels like the rapid waters of change. Though it's hard to imagine that the pace of change in 1804 felt quite the same as it feels now, because it's all about perspective. Carly Simon references what she called the universal river that runs through all of our lives, as she invited us to imagine in her song the possibility of a new way of being, a new Jerusalem, even in the midst of what she framed as the jungle of then contemporary cutthroat competition. I doubt the competition is much less cutthroat today. I think I was drawn to the song for this morning's service because it reminded me that change, even the amazing amount of change we are now experiencing, can lead us to a good place. Living in the waters of change, the omnipresent river of new things that feels in so many ways faster than it ever has, can surprise us in good ways as it unfolds around us. The thing is, as the pace has quickened, or at least feels that it has quickened, as we have come to expect ourselves to learn the latest gadget or keep up with every world event, to adjust our emotions and our spirits at breakneck pace, I fear we may have lost sight of each other, not unlike the salmon and the bear who neglected the river. And maybe even when we think we're on target, when we fish, have made arrangements with our brother bears and our sister bears, and we're feeling good about what we've worked out, we're learning that there are creatures or entities that we forgot to check with, like the river. There is a part of the bigger equation that we have left out. We are learning more about that every day in many ways. How we have left people out, perhaps. Often those of us who are white have excluded people of color. Those of us who are citizens have excluded those who are not. Those who are older have excluded those who are young. Or we're beginning to understand that we humans have excluded non-human beings too, or insects, or trees, or other plants out of our thinking and care. We have, it seems, excluded in many ways the very living earth herself. So it's a new September, and I wonder, are you starting a new school? Or starting a new job? Are you traveling someplace you've never been before? Are you struggling with someone or with something you didn't expect to be struggling with? And who or what is this river of change with you? Our culture encourages us to think in terms of I. What am I learning? How am I doing? Even our beloved faith speaks of the individual journey. We Unitarian Universalists do not have necessarily a collective theology. You are each welcome here, wherever you are on your journey, wherever your path of understanding is leading you. And here's what we might wonder if we took the time, which it seems we actually should: who or what are you including in your journey? And who or what might you have forgotten or neglected? Because these are, in many ways, new waters of change that we are living in. These are waters of change that no longer have room for only I, if indeed they ever did, except that we have become accustomed to that. These waters of change we are living in today are requiring us, despite what we might hear in the everyday news, these changes are needing us to return to we thinking, big we thinking, global we thinking, beyond person or home, beyond town or country. Our new Jerusalem has to be a we creation. It's ironic sometimes, I think, that the pace of change feels so fast, and yet our ability to change doesn't seem to have sped up much. And I wonder, what is it that we are asking of ourselves and each other, and that perhaps it is not enough? This month's theme is expectation. If you're not familiar, every month we have a different theme to grapple with and explore. September brings us to the idea of expectation. What does it mean to be a people of expectation? I found a poem by Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, who offers us this suggestion, which maybe would help us live more simply and engaged with I and more with me, we. Little mistake there. Expect nothing, she says. Live frugally on surprise. Become a stranger to need of pity, or if compassion be freely given out, take only enough. Stop short of urge to plead, then purge away the need. Wish for nothing larger than your own small heart or greater than a star. Tame wild disappointment. With caress unmoved and cold, make of it a parka for your soul. Discover the reasons why so tiny human midget exists at all, so scared, unwise, but expect nothing. Live frugally on surprise. And what would that mean for us as a congregation to live frugally together on surprise? Perhaps even as Donahue suggests, as the river flows, carried by the surprise of our own unfolding, our collective unfolding. It might mean celebrating in unknown and evolving ways our relationship with people halfway around the world in El Salvador, in the small village of Plazuelas, our sister community. We don't know what that relationship looks like yet. How might we be surprised by it? It might mean engaging with our children and youth on the weeks that we share living our faith together, our new loft program, bringing the distance between our ages closer as we become one village. It might mean being here on Friday mornings, standing outside at the corner to support the new movement called Fridays for Future, a youth initiative around the world, the youth that are asking us to help them raise notice about our climate crisis. It might mean speaking from a different place in this sanctuary, because if I were not able-bodied, I would not be in this pulpit. So perhaps we need to make this place welcome in a new way. It might mean art everywhere in myriad varieties, invitational and celebratory and created together. It might mean so many different things, this living frugally with surprise, but mostly it would mean bringing yourselves here on behalf of not just our own needs, our individual needs and desires, and not because we are each expecting something, but because of what we can contribute to the new Jerusalem that we must be building together. I think we need to be asking more of ourselves and each other, because this is not a time to go alone in this world. We, the idea of we, comes from abundance, from the sense of having not just enough, but more than enough. Even in these swirling waters of change that leave us unsettled and uncertain. So your invitation, come, bring yourselves to this community of joy and recreation every week and in between as we are living in these turbulent waters of change. Expect nothing and be totally surprised by what we can be together. What we can offer to each other and to the world around us that needs to know there is a new and good way of being. Bring yourselves and your signs of life. Did you notice our mice?
Yes.
And our duck over there. And our birds flying above us. Our bears, our fish. Let us create together this year one big we that strives to see what we have been blind to and to build that new Jerusalem. Yes?
Yes?
Yes? Yes. May it be so.